ॐ
सह
सहनावतु सहनौ
नौ
भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं
भुनक्तु
करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयम् व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवत् गीते भवद्वेषिणी। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। सो टुडेस क्लास विल बी ओनली हाफ एन आवर बिकॉज वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग मदर्स डे एंड स्वामी चिन्मयानंद एनिवर्सरी 110th एनिवर्सरी। सो आफ्टर हाफ एन आवर विल गो इन द हॉल टू डू द पूजा and so the class will be short. In this topic on meditation, after Bhagwan finished all his teachings, then Arjuna had some beautiful questions, very pertinent. Last week we heard about how the mind can be quietened, because that was his doubt, that the mind is very difficult to control. And Bhagwan said it can be controlled with abhyasa and vairagya. Abhyasa is regular practice of the spiritual methods, spiritual techniques, and the study. And vairagya, because that is what gets the mind caught. It is caught in the world of objects, emotions. And so the mind has to be detached from those to attach to God who is within. That's what we also practiced today in our meditation class. So Arjun has now one more very beautiful question, which is number 37, chapter 6, number 37. Arjuna uvacha ayati shraddhayopetaha. योगाचलित मानसः अप्राप्य योग संसिद्धिम् गतिम कृष्ण गच्छति।
गति
अर्जुन उवाच अयति श्रद्धयोपेतः योगाचलितमानसः अप्राप्य योगसंसिद्धिं कां गतिं कृष्ण गच्छति। सो अर्जुन उवाच, अर्जुन आस्ट दिस क्वेश्चन, ही स्पोक, व्हाट डिड ही से? अयति श्रद्धयोपेतः। अयति मीन्स हैज टू मीनिंग्स, वन इज हु डज नॉट पुट प्रॉपर एफर्ट एंड अनदर वन इज हु इज नॉट क्लियर अबाउट वॉट हिज गोल इज और गेट्स डाइवर्टेड फ्रॉम द गोल। श्रद्धया उपेतः, इवन दो ही इज हैज लॉट ऑफ श्रद्धा इन द टीचिंग्स, बट ए ही डज नॉट पुट एनी इनफ एफर्ट। और योगा चलित मानस, और फ्रॉम दिस ध्यान योग ऑफ मेडिटेशन, हिज डायरेक्शन टूवर्ड्स गॉड, चलित हिज माइंड गेट्स डिस्टर्ब, माइंड गेट्स मूव्ड, ईदर ही हैज नॉट पुट इनफ एफर्ट और ही गेट्स डाइवर्टेड। एंड अप्राप्य योग समसिद्धिम, एंड हैविंग इन दिस लाइफ टाइम नॉट ऑब्टेन दैट हाइएस्ट सिद्धि ऑफ योगा। वॉट इज द हाइएस्ट सिद्धि ऑफ योगा? टू बिकम वन विथ गॉड एंड अबाइड इन दैट वननेस। And so he is not able to accomplish that. It can be for two reasons. We'll talk about that. Yoga samsiddhim, not having achieved that, kam gatim Krishna gachati. What gati does he have? Oh, Krishna gachati. So gati has two meanings. Gati can mean direction, or gati can be his goal. So even though he has Shraddha, but he has not put enough effort, mind has been disturbed, and he does not get the highest Siddhi, but he has put some effort. So what happens to him? So this is the points we will cover. So Kam Gatim Krishna Gachati. Now he uses the word Krishna because Bhagwan Krishna was his friend. Had been his friend from childhood, also was his brother-in-law. But you and I, when we refer to God, we should not use the name like Krishna. Say Bhagwan Shri Krishna or Bhagwan Shri Ram, Mother Saraswati, Shri Saraswati. So when we refer to God, we should refer with respect. Otherwise, people say, oh, Krishna, Ram, Vishnu, Lakshmi, not like that. One has to be very careful when we talk about God. It takes one word extra, but it conveys our sense of gratitude and our sense of surrender to Bhagwan. So that is how we should address God. Because people sometimes say, oh, I prayed to Krishna. No, you prayed to Bhagwan Shri Krishna, or I went to Krishna's temple. Just say, I went to Bhagwan's temple or Shri Krishna. So that is how we should do, and that is expresses our love for God, our surrender, and our gratitude. And Arjuna mentions Ayati, one who has not put enough effort. How, what do we mean by not put enough effort? He has Shraddha, he has faith in the teachings, and he starts on the path, he or she. And what happens to this person? Gets diverted, listening for a while, he says, bahut sun liya abhi, let me now practice, So they will just make excuse because they don't want to listen. So they say, I think this has to be practiced. And soon, when they don't listen, see, when you regularly keep contact with satsang, with these great Mahatmas and the Lord, your mind remains in that. If you start missing that, then slowly your mind gets caught in the world. And then it gets diverted. And so your effort gets wasted because now you're putting all your effort into the world and you have forgotten that why did you start on the spiritual path. So that is one. Or it could be a temptation, like I am going to the temple regularly or listening to talks, and then suddenly I get tempted, you know. Friends say, "Hey, what, every Sunday you are wasting your morning? Let's go play golf, you know, that's more fun. Or, you know, let's go to Vegas, let's go here, let's go there." And so your mind gets disturbed either by temptation or by not enough effort. So that is one, the temptation where you get diverted. Other one is by death. Say this person has seriously started his journey. He is not tempted. He wants to reach God. He wants to know God. He goes regularly to the lectures, to the talks, does regular puja at home, does some karma yoga. So does everything right. But he dies early, you know, maybe at 65, 70, suddenly gets a heart attack and he's gone. So he didn't reach his final goal, either because of temptation or because of death. So kam gatim krishna gacchati, what is his goal? What is his path? How can this person reach the highest? He has wasted. And next week, Arjun will again, well, not next week. This is the last class for this year. We will next meet on May 16th on Sunday. And so there we will continue Arjuna's question, where he says that, you know, he has put the effort, but then he's gone. He's dead, or he's gone from the path. Then what will be his goal? What will be his path? What will he do? Is his whole life wasted? You know, pura life he was studying, going to temple and all. And why do we get disturbed? Because of our senses. Because our senses take us outside. That is the main cause of not pursuing the path. Because our senses say, oh, you know, so much fun, let's go have fun, let's go to the, you know, magic mountain, take the kids, or, you know, or you get busy hearing, you know, you get into all these, you know, listening to gossip or politics. So the senses distract us, and that's why we look for anitya sukha. There is nitya and anitya sukha. Nitya sukha is the sukha of Bhagwan, being with Bhagwan. Anitya is what we experience in the world. Anything that you experience in the world is temporary. Aaj hai, kal nahi hai. You know, these joys I have today, I may not have tomorrow, you know, because situations change, circumstances change, my body changes. So people have not enjoyed this joy completely. At the same time, they have not reached the highest. There is actually a beautiful song from the 1970s. I don't know how many of you remember. If you remember, then we'll know your age. But there is this song, Sansar se bhage firte ho, Bhagwan ko tum kya paoge, is lok ko bhi apna na sake, us lok mein bhi pashtaoge. So the lady is telling this man who is on the spiritual path, she said, you are not enjoying the joy here of this world, and your not effort is not good enough to reach God. So here you have missed the fun, and wahan jaake bhi you won't get. So because most people think this life is only this life, you know, ek hi life hai, this is it. And that is the materialist, even though we say there are other births and all that, but we say yehi life hai. As last week I said, you know, do dino ki zindagi. So he said, life is only of 2 days. So remember God. Another one says, do din ki zindagi, enjoy life. So, you know, you're not going to get this life again. To maja karo. So that is the most people's opinion of life is that, you know, life is short, it is fleeting, and we don't know whether we'll come back or not. Who has seen, you know, yeah, these rishis come up with some theories. They are sitting in the Himalayas, you know, meditating. What do they know about the world? They have not enjoyed the world. They have not seen. So So that's the materialist thinking, and most people think like that, you know. But Bhagwan will tell us in the next few shlokas after Arjuna's question that only thing that goes with us is our karmas. I read very beautifully, you know. They said when you die, your wife will only accompany you to the door, you know, because the wives don't go for funerals, they never used to. So she will accompany you to the door of the house, you know, for jao. And then your friends will only carry you up to the Shamshan Ghat, up to there. Your son, okay, he will set fire to your body, so up to there. But then after that, they all leave you, you know, that is the furthest they can come with you. Only thing goes with you is your karmas. What? None of this property, house, nothing, nothing, nothing. Your friends, your children, your grandchildren, you have so much attachment to them. None of them can help you. Yeah, maybe on your death anniversary, they will do some Shraddh Puja or, you know, go to the temple or pray or something. But that's about it. Otherwise, they will forget. So, do not be too attached to people, things, situations. Keep your mind in God as much as you can. How long can I keep my mind in God? And because that is the only thing, whatever you carry is your spiritual progress. Whatever you have progressed in this life will not go to waste. Bhagwan will tell us. Nothing goes to waste. If you have done puja, if you have done karma yoga, if you have studied this knowledge, all will remain with you. You know, your spiritual blessings from the, you know, from all the good people and everything, Mahatmas. So that will stay with you, and that alone is important. So Bhagwan says nothing goes to waste. Yes, if you get a new life, you get a new body. You know, no doubt you will have, you know, to study ABC again, you know, toilet training and diapers and, you know, milk and ABC. Slowly, slowly you will learn. Yeah, those things you have to learn again, but your spiritual progress, Bhagwan says, I keep it in a cupboard. I have kept safely. And when you need it, I'll make sure it is available for you. So God gives us this guarantee. You know, when we go to car dealer, he goes, gives a guarantee of what? 5 years, 50,000 miles or something like that. Bhagwan says it's not 5 years, it's not even this life, it is multiple lifetimes. And it is 100% guaranteed because it comes from Bhagwan himself. And so they say that. Then he just briefly, just a slight different topic, not directly connected with the shloka, is the difference between our life and a sannyasi's life. So sannyasis who are sincere, who are putting the effort, they spend whole time in teaching, in meditating, in studying. We see all these acharyas of Chinmaya Mission that come here. They have given up their family, their job, you know. Some of them were like software engineers, computer programmers, architects, and they have given all that up, business people, and they have devoted their whole life to spiritual studies. And they own nothing. Even Swami Tejomayananda Ji, who was head of the Chinmaya Mission from 93 to 2016, 23 years, has nothing. When he used to come, all he would have is a small suitcase with three pairs of clothes, his toiletry, and that's it, and his little laptop and a cell phone. And that's all they possess. And that also has been given to them by the mission because they don't keep any money, they don't have any property. Otherwise, we find that some of the leaders, you know, even the spiritual leaders, but if they are not sincere, they accumulate great wealth. You know, they fly in chartered planes and they have mansions and all. But here, these people have nothing. You know, Swami Tejomayananda Ji lives in the apartment building, in a small apartment, you know, one room of bedroom, little kitchen, and a meeting room. That's it, where he meets people. And so that is the level of dedication. And how do they spend their time? Not in acquiring things, but just in meditating themselves, studying, devoting their life to Bhagwan, and teaching others. And that is what in the Upanishad it says, Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyam Na Pramaditavyam. Not only for sadhus, but even for us, as we continue our life, we should not stop studying. Now we have 3 months, say, you know, there won't be any Gita class. But you have the books, you can read. You know, you can read the Bhagavad Gita. You can listen to these talks again on firstpower.info. Most of you know that. So in these 3 months, don't let the knowledge go away where you have lose touch with that. You know, do regular prayers at home with to God. Visit the temple when you can. But at home, daily prayers must be done. Daily offerings of, you know, prasad to Bhagwan and surrender and asking for Bhagwan's grace and blessings is a necessity. And one should do that every day, because it's like every day you take a shower, every day you eat. So this is spiritual food. Just as your body needs food, you know, dal, bhat, chapati and all. So same way the mind needs spiritual food. And so daily it should be fed. And then you don't forget Bhagwan. Otherwise, you know, if your mind gets caught in the world, then that is not good. Because then suddenly after 3 months you come and it's all a blank slate. No, I should read on my own. I should study by Swami Chinmayananda's commentary or other Acharya's commentary and read the Bhagavad Gita and apply that and practice that throughout our life, not only on Sundays, but throughout the week, I should be in touch with Bhagwan. You know, people say, I went to church on Sunday, ho gaya, now I'll see you next Sunday. No, every day of my life should be a Sunday. It should be time to connect. And so that is how we have to live our life. That's what he says, kam gatim krishna gachati. What is this person's goal and what is this person's path? So once he knows that my goal is to reach Bhagwan, then I should put all my effort in that, just as somebody wanting to become a doctor will put all his life in that, or lawyer or engineer. So I should become a spiritual seeker, especially as we are retired or close to retirement. More and more time we should spend, and that's how we should live our life. So I'll end this shloka here. And as I said, this will be the last class for this year. We will resume in August 16th, which is Sunday. So keep practicing, keep reading, listening. You can even listen to these talks again. If you go to firstpower.info, there are talks by other acharyas, other swamijis, very, very nice. So please visit our site. So I'll end here. If anybody has any questions or comments.
No, I think this is a very relevant question. I think this is a Hari Om. Thank you for the wonderful explanation of the verse. So I think this is a very practical question, which most of us will have, because we do come and we periodically kind of again get caught up in whatever our obligations and responsibilities are. And I know this is something that is very relevant. And as you said very aptly, I think the reason to keep coming to these classes is to keep bringing us back to what is important and what our priorities should be. So thank you, and look forward to the answer as we go further.
Answer, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Sarve santu niramayaha. सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ।